Melanie B and Feels So Good right here on East Point Radio, and it feels so good to have you tuned in to the Monday Montage programme every Monday 9 through till 12 noon, coming to you live from the studios of East Point Radio. Now, at this time on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we invite individuals and organisations to join us live on the programme to tell us about various events taking place across the East Anglian region, and also to highlight various services which are offered to you across this area. Now, I'm hoping that on the line is going to be Derek Stone, who's one of the directors of the Waveney Stardust Trust Limited. Now, they run very special cruises up the Norfolk Broads, and I'm hoping that Derek is going to be on the line now. Very good morning to you, Derek.
Yes, good morning, Mark.
How are you, all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, the Waveney Stardust Trust Limited, tell us a little bit about your operations.
Yeah, well, we started in, actually our first cruises went out in 1992, so we've been going for over 30 years now, and gained a little bit of experience along the way. We've got the boat, the Waveney Stardust. It's a particularly, specially built boat, designed and built to accommodate people of all abilities. We can get on board wheelchairs or standard wheelchairs up to the largest electric wheelchairs. We can take six on a cruise on wheelchairs out of a total of 12 passengers. We do cruises on a daily basis, Monday to Friday, between 10 and 5. And we booked by groups who book the whole boat out, so any group up to the maximum number of 12 can book the boat, as long as one of the people on board has a form of impairment which prevents them from getting on a normal boat. That is the criteria which would give them access to booking with us, because we have lifts on board the boat which can lift the wheelchairs between the decks, and gently sloping ramps which we affix to the outside to get people from the shore onto the boat. There's also, we've got a fully accessible disabled toilet on board. There's a small galley for making the tea and coffee which we serve during the cruises, and the boat is centrally heated as well, which gives us the ability to carry on as we are doing this year up until the 12th of December, as long as the bookings come in.
That sounds absolutely excellent. Now, and there's nothing nicer than to have a cruise up the Broads. Recently I was on holiday, and I actually had an afternoon cruise from Alton Broad, actually, and it was absolutely wonderful. And I can recommend the tranquility of a cruise up the Broads. I'm sure you'll agree.
Oh, indeed, yes, yeah. Alton Broad is one of our regular visiting places. The boat is based in Beccles year-round, and one of our most popular trips goes from Beccles down to Alton Broad, people often getting off one of the local hostelries or restaurants for lunch before we cruise back to Beccles. During the summer we also operate for a few weeks from Brundle, to give people the chance and the opportunity of seeing different part of the Broads, different rivers, where we'll go either towards Norwich or down towards Reedham, and again, you know, people either bring a picnic lunch or we can stop at one of the riverside pubs or places for them to get a lunch ashore if they wish to.
Sounds great. Now, can we give out a little bit of contact information? How can people find out more about, well, first of all, possibly booking a typical cruise with the Waveney Stardust Trust Limited? How can they basically go about it? What's the easiest way?
The easiest way, I suppose, for people nowadays is on our website, which is www.waveneystardust, which is all one word.co.uk. So that's the website address, which has all the up-to-date information on it. We also have the telephone booking line if they want to ring to book if they haven't got access to a computer, which is 07817 920502, and that will put you through to Ross or his good lady Mickey, who look after all our bookings for us, and they will advise you on the best way to enjoy your cruise.
It sounds totally wonderful to me. Now, I know you're in Beccles. Are you centrally based in Beccles, if that's the right word?
Yes, we're just on the Norfolk side of the old bridge in Beccles at Hipperson's Boatyard. So, yes, it is very accessible. We do have accommodation there to park vehicles as well. So, yeah, the passengers are dropped off on the car park, and as I say, it's a very short walk to the boat, and then we set sail from there.
Sounds wonderful to me. Now, I know that you're staffed entirely by volunteers, and you're often looking for new volunteers to help with administration or literally to help crewing on the boats. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, yeah. We rely entirely on volunteers, and we have got a wonderful dedicated bunch of them. We're up to about two dozen at the moment. Like you say, the majority are volunteer crew for the boat, because we have a different crew on every day, more or less. And besides that, though, yes, we do like the bookings officers there, volunteers as well. We have somebody who looks after our IT and things. And, yeah, we're always welcoming more volunteers. If anybody is interested in joining us, we would be more than happy to hear from you. Have a look on the website for all the information that you need. And there is also an application form on there if you would like to join us. If you want more information or you want to have a chat to somebody, give the booking line a ring with Ross or one of the numbers on the website, and they can put you in touch with one of us, one of the directors, and we'll have a chat with you if you want some more information beforehand.
And that booking number again is 07817 920502. That's the easiest way to give you a call and then to have a chat about how different people could get involved with the Waveney Stardust Trust Limited.
That's right, yep.
Now, I know that you rely entirely on charitable donations of literally time and also money. For folks who would like to get involved with possibly supporting the Waveney Stardust Trust, again, how can they go about that? The same way, by phoning your booking number?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Get in touch with us. I say we've got one or two more numbers, a general inquiries number on the website, or the bookings number. That's always manned. So, that's one of the easiest ways of getting in touch with us. I say either that or the website. Or if you want to see what's going on more recently, we have got a Facebook page, which is updated with little snippets of information throughout the year regarding what the boat's doing, where it is, and how we're getting on.
Sounds a wonderful organisation, and obviously you're providing a much needed service to run a typical cruise and along the Broads, which, as I was saying earlier on, is absolutely fantastic, and I can certainly recommend it. And just to reiterate, your cruisers, you have centrally heated boat, and your cruisers go on to the 12th of December, I understand.
Yep, that's true. 12th of December, and we're still welcoming bookings from people up for the end of this season. For next season, they booking lines will be open again early in the new year. That's when our operating schedule will be published on the website with the dates where we're operating from Brundle and such like, and if we're going to be anywhere else, that'll be on there, and that'll tell you when the bookings are open for next year, and we will be welcoming again bookings. Mainly, one of our major sources is care homes and places like that, community organisations, the WI, U3A and such like. And we also have families who booked, who've perhaps got a member of the family who's disabled or got an impairment which doesn't allow them to get onto a boat, and they'll come aboard and celebrate all sorts of things. We've had birthdays, anniversaries, you name it. We've had parties for everything on board, and that's one of the things which we can accommodate, and we're happy to do so, you know, and people have a lovely afternoon or lovely day.
Certainly sounds very good, sir. Now, Derek, can you reiterate once again how people qualify, if that's the right word, to take a cruise with Waveney Stardust Trust Limited?
Yeah, they the qualifying criteria is that one person in the group is unable to get onto a normal boat. In other words, they can't manage stairs or stepping across onto a boat or things like that. And as I say, we've got the ramps, we've got a lift on board, and all the things to make accessible absolutely there for everybody. I say it only has to be one person in the group to qualify, and the rest, you know, normal members of the family or groups, it doesn't matter. You know, we're here so that people can go out as a group and enjoy the river and the Broads.
Now, the number of people in the group can be up to, is it 6 people, 12 people?
Up to 12 people. A maximum of 12 passengers. We can take a maximum of 6 wheelchairs amongst those 12, but each wheelchair obviously usually is accompanied by a carer or somebody who can help to manoeuvre the wheelchair. So that's why we're limited space-wise as well to a maximum of 6 wheelchairs, but that's out of a total of 12 people.
That sounds great. Now, once again, can you reiterate exactly where you are in Beccles and how people can find out more about the Waveney Stardust Trust Limited?
Yeah, sure. We're at Hipperson's Boatyard in Beccles, which is just on the way out to Gillingham across the old bridge in Beccles. And for the best source of information is our website, www.waveneystardust.co.uk.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Derek, for talking to us live here on East Point Radio today, and thank you for the service which you provide to obviously lots and lots of people across the area.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for having us on, Mark, and hopefully we'll be seeing one or two listeners aboard the boat next year.
Well, I'm sure you will. I say some of our people who are involved with East Point Radio have already enjoyed a cruise with the Waveney Stardust, and they thoroughly enjoyed it, and we thought we need to give you some well-earned publicity.
Thank you for that, and it is much appreciated.
No problem at all. Thank you, Derek. Then we've been talking to Derek Stone, who's one of the directors of the Waveney Stardust Trust Limited. Sounds excellent, doesn't it? Give it a go. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And from what Derek's been telling us, it sounds like a wonderful way to travel up the Broads and the associated area. All part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.